Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit, guide me as I read. In the name of Jesus, I lift up this recording to your Holy Spirit. Interpret the scriptures of me, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, guide me as I read. Father, thank you for this opportunity to bring glory to your name, because my God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. Amen. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Micah 6:8. Holy Spirit, interpret the scriptures, reveal Jesus. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Father, help us, my Father, my Father, belong the kingdom, the power, the glory in the name of Jesus. My Father who lives in heaven, holy is your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for doing it. I thank you for providing for me, for supplying all my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let's break me and Jesus out. Break dancing out. Lock it. Booking and juking. Booking and Lord, thank you for this day. In the name of Jesus, kingdom military. Fathers and legions of angels out to protect everyone listening, past, present, or future, because there's no distance in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, crush the works of the enemy coming against me and the body of Christ, the seed of the kingdom, and anyone else the devil's attempting to bleed dry. The life is in the blood. And we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Woo! You gotta hear this. I'm gonna give you a little taste for the end. Yesterday, man, and I was just gonna keep going. But the Lord said, take it. It's all Jesus. Amen. Holy Spirit, flow, let him know. Zoe, I love you. Father, thank you for blessing that young man. He's an awesome young man. And I thank you for the fact that you're at work. In the name of Jesus. Okay, here. He's off the thing you need to know. The rules and regulations. This can't work when I was walking, because all the legal crap that I've been through, but the best legal document to read is the word, the love letter. Stipulations of the covenant of grace contingent upon the children's observation to make the beloved an obligation. So there, it's all Jesus. And thank you for your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. My God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. For he is the Lamb who was slain. Man, time flies quick. Okay, so Deuteronomy 18. This is Apocalypse Now, revealing the truth. Amen. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, give us knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. I'm seeking the kingdom of heaven, and your righteousness is all Jesus. Ooh. Thank you. Okay, so Deuteronomy 18. The priests, the Levites, even the whole tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. The burnt offerings of the Lord are their inheritance. They shall eat them. And they shall have no inheritance among the brethren. The Lord himself is his portion, as he said to him. Amen. This is the Septuagint version. And the Lord is our portion. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my inheritance. And this is the due of the priests and the things coming from the people, from those who offer sacrifices, whether it be a calf or a sheep. And you shall give the shoulder to the priest and the cheek, and the cheek and the great intestine, and the first fruits of your corn and of your wine and of your oil. And you shall give it to him, and you shall give to him the first fruits of the fleeces of your sheep, because the Lord has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand before the Lord of your God, amen, to minister and bless in his name himself and his sins among the children of Israel. And if the Levite comes from one of the cities of all the children of Israel, where he himself dwells accordingly as his mind desires, to the place which he shall have chosen, he shall minister to the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites who stand there present before the Lord thy God. He shall eat an allotted portion beside the sale of his hereditary property. And when you shall have entered into the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not learn to do according to the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found in you one who purges his son or daughter with fire, one who uses divination, who deals with omens and augury, a sorcerer employing incantation, one who has in him a divining spirit, an observer of signs, questioning the dead. For everyone that does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God. For because of these abominations, the Lord will destroy them from before your face. You shall be perfect before the Lord your God. For all these nations whose land you shall inherit, they will listen to omens and divinations. But the Lord your God has not permitted you to do so. The Lord your God shall raise up to you a prophet of your brethren like me, whom you shall hear according to all things which you did desire of the Lord your God in Cherub-Horeb, as in the day of the assembly, saying, we will not again hear the voice of the Lord your God, and we will not anymore see this great fire, and so we will not die. And the Lord said to me, they have spoken rightly all that they have said to you. I will raise up to them a prophet of their brethren like you, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them as I shall command him. And whatever man shall not hearken to whatever words that prophet shall speak in my name, I will take vengeance on him. But prophet, whosoever shall impiously speak in my name a word which I have not commanded him to speak, and whosoever shall speak in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. But if you shall say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? Whatsoever words the prophet shall speak in the name of the Lord, and they shall not come true and not come to pass, this is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken wickedly, you shall not spare him. Father, thank you for your word. That was Deuteronomy 18. Amen. Now I gotta share this. Second Chronicles of Narnia. Second Chronicles. So 6. Man, thank you for your word, Father. Okay, this is 6, 2, and then 8, 10. Either way, go to Second Chronicles. You do your homework. I'm just reading out of this day, yearly Bible. Okay, so then Solomon, thank you, Father, for your word. In the name of Jesus, thank you so much. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord. Amen. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly of Israel and spread out his hands. Solomon had made a bronze platform 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the court, and he stood on it. Then he knelt on his knees in the presence of the whole assembly of Israel and spread out his hands toward heaven. He said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth, keeping covenant and steadfast love with your servants who walk before you with all their heart. You who have kept for your servant, my father David, what you promised to him, indeed you promised with your mouth, and this day have fulfilled with your hand. Therefore, O Lord, God of Israel, keep for your servant, my father David, that which you promised him, saying, there shall never fail you a successor before me to sit on the throne of Israel, if only your children keep to the way, to walk in my law as you have walked before me. Therefore, O Lord God of Israel, let your word be confirmed, which you promised to your servant David. But will God indeed reside with mortals on earth? Even heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you, how much less than this house that I have built. Regard your servant's prayer and his plea, O Lord my God, heeding the cry and the prayer to your servants, whom your servant prays to you. May your eyes be open day and night toward this house, and the place where you promised to set your name. And may you heed the prayer to your servant prayer. May you heed the prayer that your servant prays for this place. And hear the plea of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray for this place. May you hear from heaven, your dwelling place. Hear and forgive. If someone sins against another and is required to take an oath and comes and swears before your altar in this house, may you hear from heaven and act and judge your servants, repaying the guilty by bringing their conduct on their own head and vindicating those who are in the right by rewarding them in accordance with their righteousness. When the people Israel have sinned against you, are defeated before an enemy, but turn again to you, confess your name and pray. I pray and plead with you in the house. May you hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel and bring them again to the land you gave to them and to their ancestors. When heaven is shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against you and they pray toward this place, confess your name and turn from their sin because you punish them. May you hear in heaven, forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel, when you teach them the good way in which they should walk and send them rain upon your land, which you have given to your people as an inheritance. If there is famine in the land, if there is plague,
amen.
If there is famine in the land, if there is plague, blight, mildew, locust, or caterpillar, if their enemies besiege them in any of the settlements of the lands, whatever suffering, whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer, whatever plea from any individual, from all your people Israel, all knowing their own sufferings and their own sorrows, so that they stretch out their hands toward this house, may you hear from heaven, your dwelling place. Forgive and remember to all whose heart you know according to all their ways, for only you know the human heart. Thus, may they fear you and walk in your ways all the days that they live in the land that you gave to our ancestors. Likewise, when foreigners who are not of your people Israel come from a distant land because of your great name and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, when they come to pray toward this house, but you hear from, may you hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and do whatever foreigners ask of you in order that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, and do your, as do your people Israel, and that they may know that your name has been invoked on this house that I have built. If your people go out to battle against their enemies by whatever way you shall send them, and they push you toward the city and you have chosen, and the house that I have built, and pray to you toward this city that you have chosen, and the house that I have built for your name, then hear from heaven their prayer and their plea, and maintain their cause. If they sin against you, for there is no one who does not sin, and you are angry with them and give them to an enemy, so that they are carried away captive to a land far or near, then if they come to their senses in the land which they have been taken captive, and repent and plead with you in the land of their captivity, saying, we have sinned and we have done wrong, we have acted wickedly, if they repent with all their heart and soul in the land of their captivity on which they were taken captive and pray for their land, which you have given to their ancestors, the city that you have chosen and the house that I have built for your name, then hear from heaven your dwelling place, their prayer and their plea. Maintain their cause and forgive your people who have sinned against you. Now, oh my God, let your eyes be open and your ears attentive to the prayer from this place. Now, rise up, O Lord God. Now, rise up, O Lord God. Go to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. Let your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your faithful rejoice in your goodness. O Lord God, do not reject your anointed one. Remember your steadfast love for your servant David. When Solomon had ended his prayer, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. When all the people of Israel saw the fire come down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed down on the pavements with their faces to the ground and worshipped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. forever. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifice before the Lord. King Solomon offered as a sacrifice 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. The priests stood at their posts, the Levites also with the instruments for music, and the Lord that king, and to the Lord as the king David. Ooh, okay, hold on. The priests stood at their posts, the Levites also with the instruments for music to the Lord that that King David had made for giving thanks to the Lord. For his steadfast love endures forever. Whenever David offered praises by their ministry, opposite them the priests sounded trumpets and all Israel stood. Solomon consecrated the middle of the court that was in front of the house of the Lord. For there he offered the burnt offerings and the fat of the offerings of well-being, because the bronze altar Solomon had made could not hold the burnt offerings and the grain offerings and the fat offerings. At that time Solomon held the festival for 7 days and all Israel with him. A very great congregation from Lebo-Hamath to the Wadi of Egypt. On the 8th day they held a solemn assembly, for they had observed the dedication of the altar 7 days and the festival 7 days. On the 23rd day on the 7th month of the 7th month, he sent the people away to their homes, joyful and in good spirits because of the goodness that the Lord had shown to David and to Solomon and to all his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, all that Solomon had planned to do in the house of the Lord, and in his own house he successfully accomplished. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon in the night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from the wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be opened and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and consecrated this house so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will be there for all time. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, doing according to all that I have commanded you, and to keeping my statutes and my ordinances, then I will establish your royal throne as I make covenant with your father David, saying, you shall never lack a successor to rule over Israel. But if you turn aside and forsake my statutes and my commandments that I have set before you, and go to serve other gods and worship them, then I will pluck you up from the land that I have given you, and this house which I have consecrated for my name, I will cast you out of my sight, and I will make it a proverb and a byword among all peoples. And regarding this house now exalted, everyone passing by will be astonished and say, why has the Lord done such a thing to this land and to this house? Then they will say, because they abandoned the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they adopted other gods and worshipped them and served them. Therefore, he has brought all this calamity upon them. Father, thank you for your word in the name of Jesus. It's all Jesus' grace given, rights acquired, Christ edified. Father, to you belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, riches, honor, majesty, and might. Amen. Do you come into agreement? Lord, help in the name of Jesus. Let's pray this first. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to make the necessary changes in our lives to permit the wise use of the remainder of our time here each day, and find our purpose and use our potential to accomplish it. Strengthen us to consciously refuse to allow procrastination, discouragement, bitterness, anger, hatred, social media, technology, to and any other enemies of our potential to induce us to waste even one more day, cause every decision we make as a sentence to our life story. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed by faith today. I'll break this bread in the name of Jesus. Nothing can stop the glory of God. Fellow heathens, come with me boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in this time of need. Praise. Come with me boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in this time of need. Pause and calmly think of this, since you can render sacred service to everything else. This is the day gifted, and Jesus is the present. All things were made by him, and by him everything lives and moves and has its being. Holy Spirit, interpret the scriptures, reveal Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the Alpha and Omega. Bible thump. Let's take a look at what Jesus said to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Death is defeated. Holy Spirit, help me. Get this out as I read and record. The King is alive. It's called Jesus, Luke 24. Read it. Context. After the crucifixion, two disciples were walking on the road to Emmaus, conversing with one another, concerning all the things which had converged one upon another. Jesus drew near and was walking with them, but their eyes were being restrained from recognizing him. And he said, what are these words you are tossing to and fro to one another in this animated, heated conversation as you are walking? And they came to a standstill, gloomy countenance, and answering from their own perspectives, questioned Jesus. Read Luke 24. They questioned the Father's will, just like back in the beginning, twisting the scriptures, frustrating the grace of God. Jesus said, oh, build a perception that's slow of heart to be believing in all the things which the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary in the nature of the case for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter his glory? And beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures all the things concerning himself. Hold up. Wait a mediocre minute. Let me put some scripture in it. Man shall not live by bread alone. To my Father belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, honor, majesty, and might, by Christ Jesus in the church forever. Amen. Lord, I need you. Father, I'm calling upon you. Come and take me. I surrender. Here I am. Send me. I'm ready. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed by faith today. I break this bread. Amen. Ooh, help us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us make the necessary changes in our life to permit the wise use of the remainder of our time here each day. Help us to find our purpose and use our potential to accomplish it. Strengthen us consciously to refuse to allow procrastination, discourage, and any other enemies of our potential to induce us to waste even one more day of our lives. Because every decision we make adds a sentence to our life. Stabilize your hearts, because the coming of the Lord has drawn near and is imminent. Stop complaining about one another in order that you may not be judged. Consider this, the judge has taken his stand before the doors. Turbulent manifestations of the kingdom of Satan in every work of his evil and immoral agents who possess power and knowledge beyond our own, but are neither omnipotent nor omniscient. Some resolve to exhibit their powers in public to ruling those seeking to surrender their bodies. From temple to tomb where demons extract life, consuming the soul with counteracting influences to impair the purity of the word. Fault rests with the fallen and corrupt nature of man, which so affects him that he cannot clearly discern the truth even when it's set before his eyes. Kingdom military, Father, in the name of Jesus, send legions out to protect your children and the seed of the kingdom. Cut the works of the enemy coming against us, and anyone the devil's attempting to bleed dry by sacrifice. Kingdom provision, death is defeated, royal position, the king is alive, and we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Proverbs 18:21, death and life fall in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. Matthew 12:36-37, Jesus says, but I say to you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Be not deceived by yourself, especially. Be not deceived by someone you love. Ooh, we're getting ready. In the name of Jesus, be not deceived by your fast-talking, credential-toting individual. Be not deceived by religious deeds. Ooh, we're going to start apocalypse now. Thank you. Be not deceived by religious deeds or evil. Be not deceived. Amen. Father, thank you, Father. Here, apocalypse now. Thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. In the name of Jesus, I receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness that in life I might reign through the one Jesus Christ. Romans 5:17, read it. Holy Spirit, give us knowledge, understanding, and wisdom on seeking his kingdom and righteousness. Help us process the fact that we deserve eternal punishment and are cursed without Jesus. We're bound by Satan legally. Help us take up our cross daily by the application of our rights as your children, joyfully expecting the best from our Father, working out our own salvation, confident in him that began a good work in us and is bringing it to a successful conclusion this day of his. Christ Jesus in us, the hope of glory, even if we don't feel it or it doesn't look that way, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for hearing. To you belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, riches, honor, majesty, might, dominion. Amen. By the operative. Thank you. You are Lord heaven. Thank you, Father. You are Lord of heaven and earth. By the operative energy of your spirit within, crying out, Abba, I'm pleading with sinless persistence. Help me add value to the talent given. Help me merge this. Help me manage this magnificent, abundant life each day gifted. Christ in us, the hope of glory, the joyful expectation of knowing our inheritance, the one and only true God in Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, the present. Like a child, I imagine the veil over this realm torn and lifted as I help unwrap and expose the enemy at work. The demons and fallen angels fighting against the kingdom of heaven, relentless religious chants of spells and curses, forming signs and symbols in attempt to steal our peace, kill the sword of the kingdom, kill the seed of the kingdom, and destroy our bodies. James 2:19, read it, be not deceived. There are eager crowds around us waiting for the moment a door is open to enter and leech your essence dry. Mind, will, and emotions now in control, living soulish. Be not deceived, the Lord is my inheritance. Stipulations of the covenant of grace, contingent upon the children's observations to make it, to make the beloved an obligation. Let me repeat that. Stipulations of the covenant of grace, contingent upon the children's observations to make the beloved an obligation. It's on Jesus, the life is in the blood. Hold up, wait a mediocre minute. Death is defeated, the life is in the blood. Stipulations of the covenant, contingent upon the children's observation of to the given rights acquired, Christ edified, an obligation. Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Apocalypse now. Holy Spirit, shatter the darkness. Destination, the Father's open arms, eternally embraced in the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love. We are the clay, he is our potter, we are the work of his hands. Can someone come into agreement? It'll all come back together. Thank you, Father, for this day. In the name of Jesus, help us to receive the healing prescription provided, gifted, rights acquired, Christ edified by the almighty physician, substance and source, instructing authority, directions, commands, orders, rules and regulations, operatives, tactics, strategic, kingdom, dominion, royal provision, the covenant of the king fulfilled himself, bound by sacrifice, surrender, torture, temptation, and to perish once for his creation. Lord, thank you for your love, divine in its essence and self-sacrificial in its nature. Thank you for your word. Thank you for disturbing the faithful fig leaves we attempt to cover with. Thank you for extracting the maximum benefit of our burdens by your authority and ability to fashion our life's circumstances. As we place our trust in your eternal, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent yoke, Holy Spirit, teach us about Jesus. Reveal the manifested character of the Father that is gentle and humble, so we can find rest for our souls. Because his yoke is pleasant and his burden is light. Thank you for the fact that nothing is hidden that will not be revealed, and nothing secret that will not be made known. Everything is naked and exposed. Who told you you were naked? The devil is a liar. Resist him and he will flee. Protocol 1 Peter 5 verses 5 through 11. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Let me help you unwrap the gift of the beloved Son, and who the Father is well pleased, not me or you. Psalm 46, 1. The Lord is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in trouble. And afflictions that have come heavily upon us, postures depleted, phases of spiritual laziness take toll, and the load, as the load of burdens we carry keeps growing heavier, with the disgusting stench from the rotten, corrupted fruit of the crop of death, harvested another zombie fauna caught up in this realm, fully focused on the flesh, reaping cannibalistic cultures of the mortal form, of the mortal forms that grow weak and weary, decaying daily from the curse passed down from the beginning. Ooh, you hear that? My Father, my God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. Rotten planks of idol worship, sacred service comes in many forms, just like prison, addiction, hell, heaven, someone you love, fear, anger, bitterness, rage, hate, social media, selfish ambitions. Be not deceived. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life will open doors for demons to enter all up in your house. On top of the burdens you loaded down with, oppressing you by the unjust exercise of authority given by our willful ignorance to disregard the Father's salvation. The given rights acquired, Christ edified, and without full assurance in the heart, frustrating the grace of God. As children, we must, Holy Spirit, help us joyfully expect the best from our Father. Amen. Jesus, thank you for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. By faith today, I break this bread. Apocalypse now, revealing the truth. Listen to me, breathe. Listen to me, speak the word of God. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. By faith today, I break this bread.